اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue reciting Surah Al-Baqarah from the very first ayah. Actually, we recited the first two ayahs, but we will continue inshallah. And once again, we'll recite this ayah, the thing that we will focus on is to practice the rules of tajweed with this lessons, okay? With this ayat of the Quran Karim. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Fawad, and Hussein Musa, ready, inshallah, to go and recite the surah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى تنوين فتحة, right? That ي is ألف مقصورة.
Yes.
So هدى, if you stop it becomes هدى.
So here للمتقين is again إدغام مثلين.
Yeah, لل إدغام مثلين, but
because of تشديد.
Yeah, but تنوين of هدى, هدى with لام
إدغام.
إدغام.
Hudal.
Idgham with gunna or without gunna?
Without.
With
gunna. With gunna, it is lam, yes?
Without.
Yamun.
Without gunna. Lam and ra.
Yes.
Yamun.
Lam and
ra.
Okay. Hudal lil muttaqin. Hudal lil muttaqin, simply. Just move on. Okay. Next one.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. We have like Waw maddi, here we have Yai maddi, we have, yes, Alif maddi we have. So where is the Yai maddi here? Al
Yuqimun.
Alladhina Yai maddi. The Yai maddi or Yamad. Yu'minu Waw mad, right?
Yes.
Bil ghaibi. What is this Ya? Ghaib. Ghaib. What type of mad is it?
Ghaib.
Why? Huh?
Maddu tabi'i?
No? The other
lean,
one.
Maddu
lean. Ah, maddu lean.
Lean. Yes, yes.
Is it? Aw, ay. Yes. We had this, yes? Aw and ay? Like, yes. We mean, I mean, yai sakin and waw sakin before them, we have a fatha. If we have fatha plus waw sakin or yai sakin, that is maddu lean.
Lean. Two counts.
Bil ghaib, right?
Yes.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
Right?
E, U, A.
Yes.
This sound.
E, U, A. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
Right? Next one, ويقي. Again.
ويقي.
يا إمد. Yes. مونة. وومد. صلاة. ألف مد. Right.
Yes.
ألف مد. And مما. What rule is applied here?
إدغام مثلين.
إدغام مثلين. مما. مم مشدد. Okay. We have مم مشدد. مما. Okay. Three ميم we have. مي. Then ميم ساكن. Then again ميم with فتحة. ميم ما. So ميم ساكن we have. Plus ميم. إدغام مثلين. ميم for how many counts?
Two counts.
Two counts. Right, Hussein? For two yes. counts. وَمِمَّا رَزَقُ What rule is applied here?
قَلْقَلَ
Yes. قَلْقَلَ Okay. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ What rule is applied here?
يُنْفِقُونَ
يُنْنُنْ ساكِن
إخفاء
Why?
Because you're hiding the sound.
Yeah, I'm hiding the sound, but why? I'm hiding the sound. Nun
Sakin
plus.
Because it's fa after.
It's fa.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
rest of the letter.
The rest of the letters.
Yes.
Ich fa, fa, fa. It has fa. Ich fa.
Yes.
So, yun finkun. Right?
Yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي
Okay, let's go on.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا من قبلك
أحسن. We have two types of mad here. Two mad we have here. بما وما. So, who can tell me what is بما? The mad of بما. What type of mad is it? The names were difficult, yes?
Yes.
So, let me guide you, okay?
Fatha.
No. Let me guide you.
It was a mad that we learned. The last.
Yeah, the last.
Bima.
Yeah. Is it mad wajib muttasil or mad?
Wajib.
No. Wajib munfasil?
No.
Not wajib. It was...
غير wajib.
غير
wajib.
غير wajib.
Munfasil.
Munfasil.
Yes.
What is it?
Bima unzila.
Is it mad wajib munfasil or mad?
Wajib munfasil, I think.
Or mad jaiz munfasil? Is it jaiz munfasil or wajib muttasil?
Jaiz munfasil.
That's right, but why?
I don't know.
Look, why. I told you when it is muttasil, it means that the mad and the hamza, they both are in the same word. The muttasil, they're connected. It means they are in the same word.
Yeah, yeah.
So the letters in one word, they are connected to one another. So hamza and mad are in the same word. But bima unzila. Look, two words we have.
Yeah.
Ma, the mat is on the first word. Ma and the hamza is the next word. Yes. Unzila.
Unzila.
Are they connected?
No.
They're not connected. So separated. What was separated? What was the meaning of separated?
Munfasil.
Munfasil. Yes.
Munfasil, separated. Yeah. No. So munfasil means separated. Now, we understood that it is not muttasil. It is munfasil. So when it is munfasil, and I told you, if the letter Hamza and the Mad are not in the same word, it is jaiz. It is not wajib to prolong it for six counts, or for four counts, five counts. Okay? So it is jaiz. So you could recite this way. Hussein Rohla, recite it without stretching the sound.
Bima unzila?
Yeah, wal-ladhina.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل.
أحسن. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل. Just ألف مد. Natural مد. كذا الحزن ألف. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك. Again, وما. We have mad on the top of alif. It is in this word. Bima unzila. Again, hamza is the next word, not the same word, okay?
Yes,
so here
yes.
Again, we have maddul jaizul
munfasil.
Okay. Yes. So this is jaiz munfasil, not wajib muttasil. So you could recite this way. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Right? I didn't prolong the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you can prolong the sound.
Yes.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Right? I prolong the mat. So, recite. All of you, prolong the mat. For kind of five counts. 5 to 6 counts. Okay. Go on. 1, 2, 3.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
أحسن. Fawad's battery just died.
I'm a kid.
But he's alive still, alhamdulillah. So, والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل. So, do we have any إدغام إخفاء إظهار rule here? Who can find? I had given you 3 steps. First, find tanween or nun saakin. Second, take a look at the next letter. Third, check out what rule should you apply based on the letter coming after.
There's an izhar.
Okay, izhar. MashaAllah, because it's the letter za, and za is from the throat letters, yes? From hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. Where is za? So it is?
Ikhfa.
Rest of the letters. Not yes. Yarmalun, not ba, not.
So why does do we pronounce it like unzila?
We don't pronounce. You just pronounce it that way. I didn't.
You say wama. Okay.
No, bima un. I heard the sound.
Yes. Bima
unzila. But that
you
was your recitation. That
you
was
your recitation. Just read it fast.
Okay.
Because of that.
No, that was your recitation. No. Do not blame me. Okay. We have unzila ikhfa. And next one?
One more time
ikhfa. Do not change it forward to iqlab, okay? This is again the same. So, is there any nun sakin?
No.
MashaAllah. Could I lend you my glasses?
Min qablika.
Min qablika. Take a look.
Yeah,
min. Min nun sakin, qaf qablika. So, MashaAllah. It is qaf iqlab, yes?
Yeah, yes.
No. Qutbajal, I don't know.
No, izhar.
Qalqala.
No, not izhar.
Izhar, mashallah. Izhar is qaf. It's not ghain, it's qaf.
Ikhfa, it is also.
Ikhfa, again, rest of the letters.
Ikhfa and qalqala too.
But I told you, qaf, sheen, qaf. The heavy letters, okay?
Yeah.
So there is a special ikhfa. Ikhfa, kind of a heavy ikhfa. Mio. Because your sound has to go kind of close to.
Is there any qalqala here?
Yeah.
No qalqala. Qaf is mutaharriq. When qaf is sakin, qalqala is applied. So, min qablika. Can you say this?
Heavily ikhfa.
Yeah, heavy ikhfa. Yes. Can you recite this? Min qablika.
Min qablika.
That's it. Just kind of because it approaches to the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter, that's why. Qa. And it has fatha as well.
Yes.
That's it. Is there any other rule as well?
Yes.
Hum. Mim sakin. What's the rule for mim sakin?
Nothing.
Hum yuqinun. It is ikhfa.
Hum yuqinun this way? That was when the letter ba comes.
Izhar.
Izhar.
Yeah.
No rule.
Izhar.
Nothing is changed.
Hum and another do stop.
Okay.
Yuqinun.
Good. Good. Thank you so much. Thanks to all the friends who helped us hold this kind of sessions. Thanks to, special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان